It's time for our attorney at County Law, Karen Cotty. Good morning, Karen. Let's start with Bill Cosby. A California jury has ruled that Cosby has to pay $500,000 to a woman who he sexually assaulted when she was a teenager. Why is this case just now happening?
In California, the statute of limitations for civil actions for sex abuse are extended indefinitely if the victim has suppressed the memories of those types of things. So basically, the statutes have been really loosened up in California and really all over the country, and that's why she was able to bring it after all these years.
Are there any other potential criminal actions or civil suits left as far as Cosby?
Yeah, you never know. There were a bunch of civil suits that were brought and settled that we probably didn't hear about and probably have confidentiality agreements. But there's one that was filed last year in New Jersey with an actress named Lily Berner, who was met him on the set of The Cosby Show. And during the 90s, she alleged he repeatedly sexually abused her. And that lawsuit's on file and proceeding in New Jersey.
Any predictions as to what the Supreme Court is going to do about Roe v. Wade?
Well, I put lots of money on the idea that it's going to be overturned, and obviously the leaked opinion was very, very harsh and very, very critical of Roe versus Wade and the cases that followed. So unless they do a complete reversal of that, which I don't see happening, we're going to have an overturning of Roe versus Wade. The question now is, when is it going to happen? And everyone's been waiting every day. It's going to be any day now, maybe today or tomorrow even.
Yeah, I think a lot of people expected it to happen yesterday. Do you think justices
yes.
could be changing their minds? Is that why it's taking so long?
No, I don't. I think what's going on, this is a very contentious issue, of course. It's a momentous decision. There's going to be serious consequences and protests. We all know that. So I think what the justices would be doing, if I were to guess, is that they're trying to get together and the majority is trying to maybe pool their opinions to make the opinion as strong as it can be. And then there are going to be justices who dissent, which means they will write a separate opinion that says, we don't agree with that, and here's why. And then there will probably be concurring opinions, which means I agree with the outcome, but I don't agree with the reasoning. And these opinions are very important, not because, obviously, the majority opinion is case precedent, which means that now we have to follow that law. But the concurrences and dissent can be used as arguments maybe to actually overturn this decision if, in fact, we have a change in the court and maybe at some other time there's going to be a flip-flop of this opinion. So I think they're just really doing a lot of scholastic maneuvering and trying to make this opinion as strong as it can on both sides.
According to that leaked opinion, other rights like gay marriage and interracial marriage would not be impacted. Do you agree, Karen?
I don't believe that for a minute. I just don't. I mean, I know that's what it said, but the right to privacy, which is what Roe versus Wade is based upon, is the same principle that has to do with the right to contraception, the right to gay marriage, the right to interracial marriage, the right to premarital sex. All of those rights are based on the right to privacy. And Justice Alito said there is no such thing. The Constitution never talked about it, and therefore it doesn't exist. We don't have a right to privacy. And so it's up to the states to determine what that right is. So, yeah, I mean, this opinion is not going to overturn those rights, but watch what different states are going to do with those particular issues. And I think we're going to see some real challenges that we haven't seen in 50 years.
I know you handled a case before the Supreme Court a long time ago. What was it all you thought it would be as far as the mechanics of how it actually worked?
You know, it's a very nerve-wracking place to be because justices are obviously very, very smart. They have unlimited resources. Their clerks are very bright, the best and the brightest. And it's a very formal place, and they take their jobs very seriously, and they take themselves seriously. And these opinions are very well-crafted, and they're very, they're very political, too. We always say there's no political, there's no politics in Supreme Court. Well, that's just false. Everybody comes to their job with some, place that they've been, whether they're a woman or a minority or they've been, grew up in an Ivy League background. Whatever their background is going to impact how they rule. And you can't forget that. You know, put the academics aside. I think everybody comes to the table with a preconceived notion of the way the world should be. Mm-hmm. And I think we're going to see that in this opinion.
You will probably be talking a lot more about that here on WGN Sunday afternoon between 3 and 5. We'll be listening. Thank you, Karen.
All right, Bob. Have a good one.
You too.